Come, gentlemen, and listen well to a song I'm to indite in praise of all the weavers. How much do I delight to speak forth what I think of them, for they deserve the praise, and of their works these garments are, which makes pride nowadays. Oh, all you trades and callings, to offend you I am loath, but if the weavers be not fine, from whence comes the fine cloth? What is that makes us gallant? Comes not from that engine who works the silks and satins, strips, stuffs, and cloth so fine. Is not the gallant weavers, to praise them I am glad, were not their work full of engine, sure I would go unclaid. Come here, ye peeping rascals, that weavers discommence, were not their handy work, sirs, you'd go with naked lens. The dyer says we colour cloth, and the tailor says we sew. Through weaver's hands it must first come, ere it get seam or hue. Fair fall the gallant weavers, that is of such engine, whose works to be commended, their cloth it is so fine. Forth comes some others reasonless, thief Webster, they will cry, hold ye your tongue, my neighbors, you're obliged, so am I. No thieves for to esteem them, but honest men they are. Your mother's reel may prove or short, their measure it may mar. I pray, good wives, if ye do think your yarn they do steal, keep it at home beside your post, and then ye will do weel. These things that are most necessary, folks uses to think best. Among such we'll place the weavers, to overcome the rest. If ye can work your yarn at home, will weavers not esteem? But it's the thing ye cannot do, so hold your tongue, good dame, and with me praise the weavers, whose work ye cannot want, and cease from all ignominy when ye begin to rant. Then comes one forth without a cause, them creeshy he will call, and silly man he mindeth not his minnie's fault at all. How she must oil and butter have, though all the rest should want, to creesh her wool ere it be spun, then he begins to rant. And calls the weavers creeshy when she the same begins, for all that if it were not creeshy, her wool much the worse spins. There's no creesh that he uses may make you raise this name on him who makes his work right tight when ye do creesh your wame. I pray you hold your tongue, sir, and speak no more to me. He had better strive to mend his work than creesh his womb like thee. The creesh that he makes himself upon his work is seen, but making use as thou dost, it is devoured clean. How should I praise the weaver, whose worth cannot be told, whose work is the most useful, therefore they may be bold to kith themselves to be workmen when others hold their tongue? And he that discommends him, I'd beat him with a rung. I held my tongue and hearkened when some more fit than I should have marked these abuses which so reproachfully did overcome the weaver that's an industrious man. But negligent I found them, so I at last began. The weaver's commendation, not able to make end, because they are so commodious, the half cannot be penned. Pray pardon me, brave weavers, when me far short ye see, of your deserts that's matchless, it is the verity. The weaver's work I do desire, so long as I may live, and worthy estimation I of these workmen have. Now all my gallant weavers, my leave I take of you, and wisheth you to prosper. So fare a while, adieu.